Goodwill is the most practical force in the universe. Goodwill is the most practical force in the universe. No matter what we do, if we do things with goodwill, if we do things because we mean them for good, it's a practical, powerful force. So often we do things that we think are goodwill. It's going to be for your highest good. It's for your best. And that really is farthest in the world from your best. Farthest in the world from your highest and best. No matter what you do, if you don't do things out of really goodwill, out of really because you love doing it, because it is something that will be happy, can you speak words of kindness to another person and have those words of kindness be something that uplift that other person, support that other person on accomplishing his goals in life? Can you speak loving, kind thoughts about other people? Can you uplift other people by your attitude about them? Just for instance, if a person were going to stub his toe, and you say, "Hey, be careful, you're going to stub your toe," that's not goodwill. That's not goodwill. If you were to say to the person, "Hey, you walk with such nimbleness, with such grace, with such beauty. It's a joy to watch you walk." That person will not stumble. But it takes a little bit of pre-thought when you deal with what you're going to do with other people, because oftentimes you just say the first thing that comes to your mind, and the first thing that comes to your mind is the problem, and far indeed from the solution. But when we say the things that are in our heart, the things that we mean, "Hey, you dance the ballet beautifully. I'm so happy to see you dance the ballet. You dance with grace and charm and joy. Wow, you're great." Now, that person may or may not be great at ballet, but they're going to have that thought in their mind. They're going to have that comment that you make in your mind all the days of their life, and they won't know where it came from. They won't know that you said it because you were trying to encourage them to be good. They will believe that that is who they really are. When you tell a child, "You're wonderful. I can always depend on you. You're fantastic. I believe in you." And mean it with all your heart, and say it once, but say it with conviction, say it with meaning, and watch what happens. That child will radiate that attitude in all that that child does, because that child is unlimited. He doesn't think that you're trying to manipulate him. He doesn't think you're trying to cause him to be what you want him to be, but you want him to be what he wants to be. Goodwill is the most powerful force in the universe. Because goodwill, in its absolute sense, is goodness, joy, kindness, love, balance, and everything that uplifts us. Begin to think of goodwill starting with yourself. We often think goodwill means doing something for someone else. But say things of goodwill to yourself. Say, "My, I'm a good dancer. Wow. I love to speak. Wow, I always have something significant to add to the conversation." Now, it's not a matter that you're preparing yourself for any conversation. You're preparing yourself for every conversation. I always have something good to contribute to the conversations that I am involved in. My friends listen to me and they say, "That was a thoughtful remark. That was a loving remark. That was a gentle remark. That was an uplifting remark. Thank you so much. You're just so wonderful." Goodwill is the most practical force in the universe and so easy to use. It's so easy to use because it is something that you and I can do every moment of our life. We can be good in all aspects and with all relationships. Whether you're dealing with children or adults, yourself, your neighbor, it doesn't matter at all. It's all the same thing because you're always dealing with yourself. So you say, I like me. I like me. I'm a nice person. I'm a happy person. Do you believe that about yourself? That doesn't matter. When you say it to yourself, yourself is putting that away in its bank account inside of your consciousness. Yourself is putting that away in the vault of your understanding. And when you have need to draw it forth, when you need to believe in yourself, that thought is there. That thought of self-confidence is there. That thought of self-conviction is there. That thought of being able to do whatever it is that faces you, no matter whether you have ever done it before or not, or whether anyone else has ever done it before or not. Because it's you being you in the most wonderful way that you can be. Now, say to yourself, goodwill is the most practical force in the universe. It's the most vital force in the universe. It's the most dynamic force in the universe. For when you are in the middle of doing anything, if in your vault of your inner understanding, you have planted the realization that you are good, that you are confident, that you are capable, that you are able, and you are enjoyed by other people. They love to hear your comments. They love to hear your attitudes. They love to hear your thinking. You have this thought inside of yourself. So you speak lovingly, gently, kindly, and everyone listens lovingly, gently, and kindly. Everyone feels that you are a beautiful being. Everyone feels that you are an exciting being. Everyone feels that you are worthwhile listening to. Believe that. Know that goodwill is the most practical force in the universe. Because it's something you can do for yourself by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And your inner vault is going to take on that attitude of I like me. Take on about yourself. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And the inner vault in you is going to take on that attitude. And when you call forth knowledge in any area, that knowledge is going to be there. You're going to know the right buttons to press. You're going to know the right things to do. So often in computing, so often dealing with computers, we find that one of the greatest keys in a computer is to let the computer self-heal itself. Let the computer bring itself back into balance itself. And if you let the computer bring itself back into balance itself, it will do it very wonderfully, very powerfully, very joyously, very significantly, and you will be the happiest person that you could ever imagine. Because goodwill is the most practical force in the universe, and goodwill planted in your consciousness by yourself, for yourself, about yourself, is that powerful force, that's in you, the most practical force in the universe. And it says to you, I can, I will, I do, I am. All is in divine order. All is good and very good. We don't have to go to the nations on earth and bring peace on earth. We don't have to go to the governing bodies, the governments of the countries on earth and bring peace. We don't have to go to our government and say we're spending too much on armaments and so forth. Let's spend a little mental energy on peace and say there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began. This is put into that inner vault within yourself, within your government, within your world, because there now is peace on earth, and you and I brought it forth by putting the goodwill The greatest power in the universe, the most practical force in the universe, and we put that forth and we demonstrate it in our everyday life. You can do that, and you do it. So now, intelligently, definitely, specifically, do it. And watch how magnificent it works out in your life and in my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.